VOC with a radio test. Any interstation copy?
KFI-TUG, copy.
KF5UG, is that right?
No, that's right, KF5TUG.
TUG, like a tug?
That's correct.
Thanks for the comeback. Got you loud and clear to a Watch 20.
I'm in North Norman, Rock Creek Road, and 12.
All right. Thank you, sir. WX5 SM.
KF5TUG. QST, QST, this is WX5OUN with the Wednesday afternoon hazardous weather outlook. For this afternoon and tonight, there is a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across portions of central and north central Oklahoma. There is also a slight risk of severe storms across portions of north Texas and southern and central and western Oklahoma. The moderate risk area is south and east of a line from Ponca City to Kingfisher to Chickasha, and north of a line from Chickasha to Purcell to Seminole. Then there is a slight risk east of a line from Medford to Sealing to Clinton to Homer and Vernon and Seymour, Texas. The most likely time for severe thunderstorms will be from 3 p.m. through midnight. Large hail to the size of tennis balls and wind gusts at 70 miles an hour will be the main hazards with the strongest storms. Frequent cloud to ground, lightning, and heavy rainfall will also be concerns. A weak boundary that moved through the area on Tuesday is moving north through northern Oklahoma at midday. As this occurs, increasing amounts of moisture will spread northward across the area by mid-afternoon. This boundary is expected to be near the Oklahoma-Kansas border. A moderately unstable air mass to the south of it across much of Oklahoma and western North Texas. Daytime heating will aid in initiating thunderstorm development near the boundary by this afternoon. A few of these storms will likely become severe, capable of producing large hail and strong wind gusts. Meanwhile, an upper level disturbance will move from the central Rockies out into the central and southern plains. As this occurs, a strong cold front will begin to surge south and east across Oklahoma. Additional thunderstorms are expected to develop along the front by late this afternoon from portions of northern into western Oklahoma. There is also a chance that isolated storms may develop on a dry line in southwestern Oklahoma and western portions of north Texas. However, a warm layer aloft will keep the chance of strong storms lower along the dry line and may prevent storm development completely in southwest Oklahoma and western north Texas. Instability and wind shear will be sufficient for severe storms capable of producing large hail and damaging wind gusts. The storms along the front are expected to quickly develop into a line of storms that move east across central and southern Oklahoma. Scattered thunderstorms will be possible further south as the front pushes through the area during the evening and overnight period. Next scheduled hazardous weather outlook will be issued at 7 a.m. on Thursday morning. This is WX5 OUN.
familiar with that. So, but there was a comment made by the forecasters that they were thinking about issuing a warning here. So I think we'll see it based on the radar data.
Okay, then I guess I need to button down the hatches in 5K.
It's kind of quiet right now, but we was a while ago.
Just to the northwest of you, it's showing 3/4 inch hail. You might be getting that here any time.
I don't want it, Warren.
Just letting you know.
Appreciate it. I can't get my darn radar to come up. I had it down here, and it's being temperamental.
I just let you know, because it's, I'm showing 3/4 inch hail. Just, I mean, just almost on top of you. It will be just in the next, maybe, 7 minutes.
Alright. Yeah, I know a while ago when I first come in, I looked out a while ago, you can see that wall cloud, so. And now my satellites went out, so. Something's getting ready to come in. So we'll let you know if anything comes up, K5BOW. K5BOW reporting nickel-sized hail 2 miles north of.
Roger on the head, nickel five tail, W5KIS.
Change that to close to 1/4 now.
Thank you, W5KIS.
Brenda, do you have a way to get that to the National Weather Service?
Straight on their frequency and try and get a hold of them.
Go ahead, Robert.
With somebody wanting to get a hold of Norman, I can feed something to them in NWS chat if needed.
Robert, says K5GSM, send them quarter size hail to north of Hinton a few minutes ago.
Quarter size hail to north of Hinton, we'll say approximately 5 minutes ago. They'll let them know in 5QKI.
Okay, appreciate it. Warren, do you have access to NWS chat?
No, I didn't know we had that, and I didn't know how to get a hold of them, so I'm needing that information.
Okay, well, ideally they would be on here directly, but sometimes they're not, so we need to come up with a way for you to get information to them. I guess for now, just unless you have their social media stuff, just call them on the phone.
Okay, well, I've been, I was told to get a hold of them directly through this frequency, and, you know, if I can't get a hold of them that way, I didn't know how else to do it, so, do you have that local phone number, Brian?
Brian, they were on here earlier. They should be listening.
Yeah, I know. They were on here, but I haven't heard them in a while. Stand by, Warren. I'll get that for you.
Okay. Well, they did a test earlier, because I did a test on here, and then they did a test earlier. Okay.
coordinate that way.
Okay, David, that would be great, because this stuff's eventually going to come up there to the metro, so probably wouldn't be a good idea to get ahead of it.
Severe thunderstorms, watch.
I think a warning's coming up for the metro. Mark, you running in that? Are you still doing that? I haven't started one yet. I just got on here about 5 minutes ago.
If you want to do it, go ahead. I'm still about 10 minutes away.
Cover for you on the net until you get set up. This is W5KIN.
Okay, KIN, go ahead. Like I said, I just got turned on, getting everything booted.
Okay, yeah, Brian's getting me a number right now. We've already had a hail report. I can run the net until you get set up, and then you can take it over if you want to, or I can help you if you need help.
I've got a phone number if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
It's 405-325-3816.
325 is 3816?
Yeah, that's the public number.
Appreciate it. Gentlemen, get that hail report turned in, or do I need to turn that one in?
W1OKC, they got it. I saw it on chat as I logged on.
Okay. Thank you, W5KIS.
W1OKC, for those that haven't got it, severe thunderstorm warning. Actually, there's several. One for the metro area, severe thunderstorm until 6:15. At 5:28, severe thunderstorms are located along the line, extending from 5 miles south of Meridian to near Edmond, moving northeast at 50. Another severe thunderstorm is located in the northwest corner of Lincoln County, about 10 miles southwest of Perkins. Ping pong ball, size hail, and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are possible, radar indicated. W1OKC with a new warning from Caddo County, and I believe Washington County got lost at the data, but until 6:15, severe thunderstorm located south of Calumet, moving east at 35, cost ball size still possible, radar indicated. Got that off and over the radio, still lost my data connection, trying to get back on. W1OKC, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. for northeastern Ouachita and northwestern Caddo counties. Severe thunderstorm was located near Hinckley, moving east at 25. Golf ball size sail and 60-mile-an-hour winds. That was issued at 5:35. As radar indicated. Storm is producing large hail. Quarter-size hail was reported at Hinton at 5:29. W1OKC. W1OKC, just an update from National Weather Service. National Weather Service chat, they're starting to give reports of rotation with some of the storms. Important to note that most of the storms are being or will soon be undercut as the cold front moves southeast. As this happens, a large hail threat will continue. Also, severe storm warning coming up for storm southwest of Guthrie. thunderstorm warning from the Weather Service at 5:40. Severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern and central Logan County and central Oklahoma until 6:30 p.m. At 5:39 p.m., severe thunderstorm was located 5 miles south of Cedar Valley, moving east-northeast at 30 miles per hour toward Guthrie. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and half-dollar size hail. Radar indicated. W1OKC. W1OKC, is there any stations that have any severe weather to report at this time? W1OKC, the station near Albert that can confirm the tornado, a reported tornado.
Severe thunderstorms, watch.
W1OKC, W5KIN.
Go ahead.
Angel, Niles, Oklahoma, coming down right now.
Okay, repeat the size again, it's cut off.
Whiskey 5, Kilo Engine Sierra, Niles, Oklahoma, 1-inch hail, coming down now.
Okay, got it. W1OKC, severe thunderstorm warning. Remains in effect until 6:15 p.m. for north central Caddo and central Canadian counties. 551, a severe thunderstorm was located 5 miles west of El Reno, moving east at 30. Gulf ball size hail and 60 mile an hour winds expected. Also, Canadian County storm is well north of the cold front, which currently extends from Edmond to Union City. It is a supercell and damaging wind gusts, RFD winds, still possible. The tornado potential is still very low. Lots of reports of blowing dust and generally appears to be outflow related. W1OKC. W1OKC with the severe thunderstorm warning for central Caddo, southwestern Canadian County until 6:45 p.m. At 5:53, a severe thunderstorm was located near Fort Cobb Reservoir. Moving southeast at 25. Gulf ball size hail and 60 mile per hour wind gust. A radar indicated. W1OKC. Once again, severe thunderstorm, Caddo, Canadian, until 6:45. W1OKC, more information from the National Weather Service. Storm west of Fort Cobb Reservoir. Cold front surging out ahead of the storm, and the storm is being quickly undercut. Live video showing dust blowing out away from the storms, indicating they are outflow dominant. Tornado potential very, very low. W1OKC. Cut by the cold front, so tornado potential is very, very low with this storm, even though it doesn't.
W, reporting quarter size hail 7 miles south of Hinton, Oklahoma.
Quarter size hail 7 miles south of Hinton at current time. Different okay.
K5BOW.
Standstill due to people parked in the traffic lanes up to the bridge if they don't pay attention to the public sector.
out. Repeater up.
Blocking I-40 in several locations, West Oklahoma City. You might want to avoid I-40. Also,
time is about a quarter mile.
Okay, what's your station ID again?
K5ODN, just inquiring. You said they're having problems on westbound Oklahoma City area. Out of Oklahoma City.
Receiving numerous reports that I-40 westbound at numerous locations are standstill due to traffic parked on roadway on shoulder and underneath overpasses.
Okay, nothing on the eastbound direction.
Nothing reported yet, but the way they drive around here, wouldn't expect, wouldn't be surprised.
Appreciate K5ODN monitoring.
Also getting the reports of Capital Offshore, KFO Offshore, play on the ground to Westmore High School.
your signal's real choppy, but I can't tell if it's there or it's between here and there. That's what I don't know. So, finally.
Hey, Brian, I can hear you just fine up here in Oklahoma City, K5.
Echo Tango.
Copy.
mile per hour wind gusts are likely. In addition, the tornado warning has expired and will not be reissued at this time. W1OKC.
W1OKC, W5ARF, about 5 minutes ago we had dime-sized hail at southwest 164th in Santa Fe. Yes, sir, it is Whiskey 5, Alpha Romeo Foxtrot.
Thank you.
storms are located over southeastern Fort Sill near Apache, sustained to 35. 6 mile hour wind gusts at 45 sail or radar indicated at 7 mile location.
Southwest 15, Southwest 15.
WX5 OKC damage report. Southwest 119th and Western. Additional structure damage. Couldn't tell kite because can't get in there. About 10 power poles down. Power is out to the entire intersection of 119th and Western. And this is a definite track. And it looks like it starts back close to Penn and Southwest 119th. Over. Net control, damage, Midfirst Bank, Southwest 119th and Western, possibly minor to a little higher than minor. The drive-thru got nailed pretty good.
Copy, Midfirst Bank, Southwest 119th and Western drive-thru took minor damage.
WX5 OKC. You can add the 7-Eleven to that, and window's blown out.
Copy, and window's blown out for 7-Eleven also. W1OKC, the OUN has expired, a severe thunderstorm warning for Brady County. W1OKC. W1OKC, National Weather Services canceled the warning for Grady County. Storms have moved out of the area. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for McLean and Cleveland counties. 747 severe thunderstorms are located along a line from near Goldsby to near Kreiner, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Golf ball size hail and 60 mile per hour winds are indicated. W1OKC. W1OKC with a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Garvin County and southeastern Grady County until 8:45 p.m. Once again, that was 8:45 p.m. At 8:02, the severe thunderstorm is located 7 miles southwest of Lindsay, moving east at 35 miles per hour. 60 mile per hour wind, gust, and half dollar size hail are radar indicated. W1OKC. With a severe weather statement from Norman. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Lincoln and northern Pottawatomie counties have been canceled. Here. Storms which has prompted the warning have weakened, therefore the warning has been canceled. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:15 for northeastern Seminole County. At 8:02, a severe thunderstorm is located 4 miles southwest of Castle, moving east at 45 miles per hour. 60 mile per hour wind gust and quarter size hail are radar indicated. W1OKC. W1OKC, severe thunderstorm watch has been canceled for Caddo, Canadian, Garfield, Grant, Kay, Kingfisher, Kiowa, Logan, Noble, Payne, and Ouachita counties. Severe thunderstorm watch continues till 10 p.m. for Cleveland, Cole, Comanche, Garvin, Grady, Hughes, Lincoln, McLean, Oklahoma, Pontotoc, Pottawatomie, Seminole, and Stevens. W1OKC.
About it won't be standing by at all.